This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU is pulling its investments in Russian companies. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Less than 1% of CU's long-term investments are tied to Russian state-owned businesses. Despite that, the school's Board of Regents says divesting is a small but important step the school can take to stand with the people of Ukraine. Governor Jared Polis has directed all public universities to examine their financial ties to Russia as the war in Ukraine intensifies. Colorado State University, meanwhile, says it found no Russian ties while examining its holdings and research projects. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A bill to give student teachers a stipend has cleared its first hurdle. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
College deans say the number one reason people drop out of teacher prep programs is they can't afford to student teach. MSU Denver School of Education Dean Elizabeth Hind.
This bill is a game changer for the profession. With the exodus of so many teachers and the pipeline of new teachers dwindling and being choked, the situation is more dire than it's ever been.
Students in a 16-week residency could get an $11,000 stipend, double that for longer programs. The bill also requires state education officials to develop alternatives to a costly test that new teachers must pass. Right now, about half fail it. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
71 degrees in Denver, 66 in Fort Collins, 52 in Vail, 63 in Grand Junction. For tonight, 35 along the Front Range and the Western Slope. This is CPR News.